You're listening to Away with Words, the show about language and how we use it. I'm Martha Barnett.
And I'm Grant Barrett. We're continuing today's special edition of our show featuring some of our favorite calls from younger listeners. It's really nice to hear when youngsters have a conversation with playmates or siblings about language, and then they get so curious about something that they call us.
I'm Sophia from San Diego, California.
What can we help with?
I had a question about horrific and terrific, because horrific and horrible are both negative and have the same prefix, but terrific and terrible have the same prefix, and one is good and one is bad, and I was just curious about that.
Well, excellent question. What made you think of that?
In the car, me and my sister were talking, and it just confused us.
You really come up across something there that's super interesting about the way words change over time. Do you have any theories?
Not really, no.
Can you think of any other words that are like terrific that are connected to a negative meaning but somehow are positive? Awfully. If I said that was an awfully good report that you wrote. That's a good one, right?
I never thought about it that way.
Yeah, there's a few of them. And what's happened to all of these is they've done this magical thing in linguistics that we call amelioration. A-M-E-L-I-O-R-A-T-I-O-N. Amelioration just means getting better. And what happened was the word terrific back in the day, hundreds of years ago, started to be used as to emphasize. You might talk about a terrific war or a terrific person. That's an even better example because there might be some kind of gentle way of saying they were amazing and they were great, but they were also terrific and that they inspired terror in you. And very soon after terrific first appears in English, about 100 years, which is soon in linguistic and lexicographic terms, it started to be used to emphasize and intensify other words. And pretty much ever since, there was a period there where it was both meanings. Pretty much by about 150, 200 years after it was created in, say, early 1600s, it has almost always been mostly positive or at least neutral in the way that it's describing other words or situations or things.
Wow, I never thought about it that way. Thank you so much.
Yes, Sophia, another example of that is tremendous.
Mm-hmm. That was one I was going to bring up, too.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
You know, which if you wrote a tremendous report, then you should be very proud of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it goes back to the same Latin root that gives us tremble. You know, it has to do with being fearful.
All right. Thank you so much.
So that word is amelioration.
Right, from the Latin word melior, which means better, which is also the root of the Spanish word mejor.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense to me. You know, we get a lot of calls from a lot of kids on a lot of topics, but they really call us about their favorite things.
Mm-hmm, like their favorite foods.
Uh-huh.
Hi, I'm Gabriel from Arlington, Texas.
Hi, Gabriel. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Gabriel.
What's up?
So I was at Olive Garden one day, and I ordered some pizza, and I thought, I only see pizza on menus of American and Italian places. So I thought, maybe another country made pizza, but Italy made it better. So where did pizza originate?
So you're saying when you go to, what, a Chinese restaurant, you don't see pizza?
Yes.
Or when you go to a barbecue restaurant, no pizza?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, Gabriel, you've asked a wonderful question that has a whole lot of history behind it. All the way back at least 1,000 years in Italy, there was a kind of flatbread that had a name that sounded sort of like pizza. But you know what? Pizza as we know it didn't come about in Italy until the 15th century because they didn't have tomatoes in Italy at all. Tomatoes are native to this part of the world. And so when the explorers started bringing back tomatoes in the 15th century, then people started using them in different dishes. And they weren't that popular at first. A lot of people thought, oh, that's just a gross foreign food. Let's not use it. But especially in southern Italy, they started spreading this sauce on a flat bread and calling it pizza. Mm-hmm.
And adding things that they already had, which is like good sausage and good cheese and good other vegetables.
Yeah. You know. Gabriel, what do you like on your pizza?
I like pepperoni and sausage.
Sure.
Okay.
Classic.
You're a meat man.
Mm-hmm.
Then,
classic.
Huh? And did you know that they just created the world's largest pizza here in California?
What?
Really?
Where?
I didn't know that.
Is there any left? Are there leftovers?
No, this was really cool. This was just a few weeks ago in Fontana, California. They made this pizza that made it into the Guinness Book of World Records, Gabriel. And it was about a foot and a half wide, but it was really, really, really long. It wasn't round. It was like this really long one, longer than a mile.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy.
How crazy is that?
That's
yeah.
a lot of tomatoes.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
crazy.
yeah, and it weighed more than an elephant.
Wow.
And it was just kind of this crazy thing that all these people did. But then they boxed it up and took it to food banks and gave it away to people.
Well, Gabriel, you asked something I think is also important. Like, why is this such an American tradition? You know, it's a question for a food expert, right? Why did Americans take so wonderfully to this foreign dish? Why does it feel so much like ours now? I don't really know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it didn't come over here until the late 19th century in Italian immigrants in the Northeast.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah, but it's a good comfort food, right? Don't you feel better after you eat it?
Yes, I do.
Martha?
Yes, yes, we're thinking the same thing, right? This always happens with food calls. I'm thinking maybe a nice thin crust veggie pizza with black olives.
Maybe, but what about deep dish Chicago with Italian sausage, spinach, mushrooms, and five cheeses?
Yeah. Well, maybe this is happening to you too. But before you order that pizza, pick up the phone and make one other call first.
Call this public radio station right now to invest in programming that nourishes your mind.
Here's the number.